WMFO Medford. You're listening to The Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce The Voice. And we just listened to A Child's Garden of Verses by Robert Louis Stevenson. And this is from a release to Paradise for Onion Songs and Chamber Works of Edith Hemingway. There are quite a few folks on this. Clara McFadden, Nancy Brathwaite. Oh, I've got Claire McFadden down there twice. Roberta Alexander, Michael Sterling, and Vaughn Schlepp. You had soprano, clarinet, and piano. Claire McFadden and Roberta Alexander are the sopranos. And Nancy Brathwaite is a relative of one of the promotion folks that I receive a lot of material from, so it's very, very nice. She usually does jazz, but she decided, and of course I play jazz as well. Before that, Simone Dinnerstein, A Far Cry, and A Far Cry, Keybird Concerto in number 7 in G minor. It's Circles Piano Concertos by Bach, and Glass. That's a really gorgeous CD. And I think that's it of what I need to share with you as far as what I've played. So, if I can get my glasses on here, I'll share another message with you. Okay, so the support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. What a difference a friend makes. For more information, go to whatadifference.org, brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. Yeah, you really can't imagine how much that friendship can mean to someone. Right.
Oh,
Right, just talking to one of the other folks who is a DJ here at the station, and he told me that he also dealt with sciatica. It sounds like he dealt with a lot more than I have. Eesh. It's not fun when you have things that are, you know, things that you have to deal with, right? Medical things are not fun. But somehow with help, we try to get through them. All right, so let me see. What's next here? Okay, let's do...
Oh! Yeah. Thank you. Oh.
right. That was The House of Vibes, Mike Freeman and Zona Vibe. The release is called Venetian Blinds. Very nice. So we listened to five sections from Ankh, The Sound of Ancient Egypt, all by Michael Atherton. The beginning with the sun, Sa'atum, and then one, two, two, three, four, and five. Creator, sun, god, instrumental. Okay. Samir Corral of Boston before that. Shedmati, off of their greatest hits. Lev Tahor, Im Lavan Garti, off of Lev Tahor 4. And Berberi Chagi, Altiro Avdi Yaakov from the Great Cantors, Shlomo Karlbach, Lule from Hanashama Lach. And I think that's where we left off. Okay, so I promised at the beginning of the show that I would try to blow the shofar for you since it's the month of Elul. It's a month of getting ready for the high holidays. And there's this wonderful book I highly recommend called 60 Days, A Spiritual Guide to the High Holidays by Shimon Jacobson. And it gives you everything what to think about and do for all the month of Elul and the month of Tishrei. So I'll just share one little thing from here. It says, the key to true freedom involves ensuring that the truth of the divine letters, of course, these are the divine letters on the Ten Commandments, right? The tablets, is engraved in your spirit and not just superimposed like letters written on parchment. I think that's totally wonderful. Okay, so let's see. This is, as I said, this is a new shofar for me that was given to me recently. And it's actually very similar to the one I've had. I'm still learning how to get the right sounds out of it. So we'll see what happens here. Well, there it is. It's a ram's horn, and it's a very primitive sound, and it's supposed to wake you up. So hopefully you've gotten awoken from that. We're going to go now to, let's see, what did I finally put on this? Here we go.
Leap in your one night under a spell of moonlight. I touch you, that dreaming cobalt and white, magnolia light. Magnolia.
You're just coming back into town. Farmers markets are still open. It's a great way to get really yummy, delicious, fresh produce. There's one in Medford. There's one in Somerville. There's one in almost every community. So if you Google farmers markets, I think you'll find the information. Now, today, Wednesday, I believe there's one in Medford. And let's see, there's one also in Arlington, and I know tomorrow there's one in Belmont. I know there's one on Saturday in Somerville. Anyway, so it's a great way to get some great fresh produce, and some of them actually have fish and eggs, and some actually have meat. So here's something from the Climate Reality Project. Tell Trump's EPA to to Leave the Clean Water Act Alone. You can go to their website, Climate Reality Project, to get more info. But essentially, you know, everyone deserves access to clean water and a safe climate. End of story. Somehow the Trump administration doesn't see it that way. The administration's EPA wants to rewrite the rules of the Clean Water Act that protects our right to access clean water. Their real goal? Fast-track the pipelines and energy projects driving the climate crisis and poisoning bodies of water across the U.S., no matter what it costs our families and our planet. The agency's proposal aims to rewrite the rules to benefit a few powerful corporations at the expense of the health of millions of Americans. Take action now. Those living with the worst of this pollution and suffering the greatest harm would be Native tribes, low-income families, and communities of color. This is injustice, pure and simple. Join us in calling on Trump's EPA to leave the Clean Water Act alone, because everyone deserves clean water, and all of us have a right to a healthy future without the looming threat of climate catastrophe. Your friends at Climate Reality, take action now and go to the Climate Reality Project. All right. That says that. And let's see where I am here. Three. Yep.
Don't voice of your beloved is knocking.
I will give my love an apple without any core. I will give my love a house without any door. I will give my love a palace wherein he may be. And he may unlock it without any key. My head is the apple without any core. My mind is a house without any door. My heart is